Hello friends, this is the Artificial Intelligence podcast and today we will talk about some interesting trends for the passing year 2023. We will discuss some peculiarities from the world of artificial intelligence. I am Lubo, my friends call me Lupo, and I am the host of this podcast. Today we will focus on the main differences between ChatGPT version 4 and the older ChatGPT version 3. The podcast is planned as an introduction to the world of artificial intelligence, so I will try not to delve too much into the details while simultaneously trying to use as clear and simple words as possible to make this introduction meaningful and beneficial. We will also briefly touch upon Google's alternative to GPT, aptly named Google Bard. We will talk much more about Google Bard in one of the upcoming episodes of this podcast. Today we will also examine the peculiarities of GPT when used through Microsoft's Bing chat search engine, as well as its features when used through OpenAI's API interface. Which of all these is better, more accurate, and more adaptive? Which of them is more expensive, slower, and more difficult to use? What will happen in the future with chatbots and how will they change our way of life? I will try to answer most of these questions in today's podcast. And let the exploration of artificial intelligence begin now. Comparison between GPT and the older ChatGPT version 3. These are two of the most popular and advanced artificial intelligence chatbots. Both chatbots are developed by OpenAI, but let me tell you how it all started for me personally. More than 9 months have passed, during which I almost daily use the artificial intelligence ChatGPT for various things, but mainly for work. Initially, I used it as an assistant and advisor in programming the almost unknown programming language, Monkey C. Yes, I'm sure that almost 95% of the listeners of this podcast and readers of the blog post have no idea what this programming language is. Monkey C. Artificial Intelligence ChatGPT Programs in Monkey C. Monkey C is a programming language created and used by developers at Garmin. It allows for the relatively easy creation of various applications for Garmin smartwatches through the provided Garmin SDK. This programming language is also used for writing applications for Garmin bike computers and other Garmin navigation devices. About a year before, I sat down to learn Monkey C and subsequently wrote a few applications that I still use today on my Garmin Edge 530 bike computer. Then for about 6 months or so, I was engaged in other projects and totally forgot the rather exotic Monkey C. However, in the spring of this year, I bought a new model of bike computer and found out that I needed to update my applications for the new version of the SDK provided by Garmin. And then the errors started, the warnings. My project just wouldn't compile. Yes, apparently in the meantime, in 6 months, Garmin had introduced quite a few changes to the SDK. I don't know about you, but if I abandon a new project like in this case the newly learned programming language Monkey C for 6 months, afterwards it takes me quite some time to get back into it. And I've noticed this not only in this case but in many other moments when I leave a project, get involved with something entirely new and different, and a year later when I need to fix the old project or upgrade it, I stare at it like a Native American looking at a typewriter. Smiley face. The Artificial Intelligence ChatGPT version 3. And it was exactly then, in the spring of 2023, that I first encountered the Artificial Intelligence ChatGPT. Since the winter of 2022, the Artificial Intelligence ChatGPT had been a media hit. Every day I read ChatGPT this, ChatGPT that. But as I have a certain amount of strong shop blood in me, I take such media hits and novelties with a grain of salt and a large dose of skepticism. Despite my skepticism, I had already asked ChatGPT this and that specifically about a problem and trauma I had with my bicycle. You can hear about it in the Downshift podcast or read about that impressive first contact with ChatGPT in the travelogue, 400 kilometers to Resevo by bicycle. Podcast travelogue report. So, it's been over 8 months since I've read or written a line in Monkey C. I've bought a new bike computer and I want to quickly fix all these compilation errors in my applications. Guess what I did then? Smiley face. I asked ChatGPT something like, do you know the programming language Monkey C? Then I didn't bother to take a screenshot of that question, but the answer I got a second later was, yes, I know this programming language and I can help you. I copied in the ChatGPT prompt the lines with, warning, and errors, messages, which filled the console of my Visual Studio Code, plus I added the parts of my code to which the errors were related. A second later, I received a response with an analysis of the errors and warnings, and a corrected 100% working Monkey C code. I replaced the suggested pieces with corrected code. I compiled without any problems, installed the applications on my new bike computer, and went off to ride through the Balkans. Hooray! I had just found something I had been searching for so much over the last 10 years. I had met a programmer consultant at my disposal, who helped me super quickly and efficiently, and for free. I no longer had to dig for hours on Google, searching various forums for signs and traces, which after hours, and sometimes days of searching and following unclear leads, I finally managed to find a solution to a problem. Then that afternoon, while riding my bike through the Balkans, I realized something very important. With the advent of ChatGPT, the world has changed. Yes, the world has changed. It changed in the same way it did 25 years ago with the advent of the internet. The world has just changed much more compared to the relatively recent appearance of Android and iPhone. Recently, about 16 years ago, the new ChatGPT version 4, shortly after my first contacts with ChatGPT version 3. In the spring of 2023, the world of IT media was again ablaze with the appearance of the new ChatGPT version 4. Oh, this is nothing more than just another number in the version number, most of us might think. The same as with the new version of Windows, a new version of the Garmin bike computer, or the new iPhone? Yes, but no, smiley face. Here we are talking about a substantial difference, somewhat akin to the difference between the earth and the sky. Yes, how much does access to ChatGPT cost? Today, at the end of 2023, the monthly subscription for almost unlimited, de facto access to ChatGPT version 4 through chat.openai.com costs exactly $1. Access to ChatGPT version 3 is absolutely free. It only requires you to register. However, you can use ChatGPT version 4 for free through Bing Chat. For this purpose, however, you need to use the micro-dollar off Edge browser. But in fact, you can easily use it through Firefox, like I do, as I've explained below. Today, while preparing the text for this podcast and asking respectively ChatGPT version 4, Google Bard, and the freely accessible Bing Chat using ChatGPT version 4. Keep in mind that currently Bing Chat sometimes offers different and quite valuable alternatives to the responses compared to the pure ChatGPT from OpenAI.com. You can use ChatGPT version 4 through the paid API interface of OpenAI, but keep in mind that if you plan to use artificial intelligence daily in your work like me, access through the API is much more expensive than $1 a month. However, if you're going to use GPT for say 10 questions a day, questions where you expect to receive normal length text responses, then using the API interface is more advantageous. In a separate podcast episode, I will explain in detail how you can easily use GPT for $5 a month through the API interface. So here's what I found out when I asked separately ChatGPT, Google Bard, Bing Chat, and GPT through the API interface about the exact differences between version 4 and version 3. Can you describe in a few sentences with facts and figures what the difference is between ChatGPT 4 and ChatGPT version 3? Response from ChatGPT asked through chat.openai.com. ChatGPT, which is me, and ChatGPT, differ in several key characteristics. Size of the training dataset. ChatGPT 4 is trained on a dataset of 600 billion words, while ChatGPT 3 is trained on a dataset of 175 billion words. Number of parameters. ChatGPT 4 has 1 trillion parameters, while ChatGPT 3 has 175 billion parameters. Accuracy. ChatGPT 4 is more accurate than ChatGPT 3. In a number of tasks, including text generation, language translation, and question answering. Here are some specific examples of the improvements in ChatGPT 4. Text generation. ChatGPT 4 generates more creative and interesting text, such as poetry, code, scripts, musical compositions, emails, letters, and so on. Language translation. ChatGPT 4 is more accurate in the translation of interlingual texts. Question answering. ChatGPT 4 provides more comprehensive and informative answers to questions. Overall, ChatGPT 4 is significantly more powerful and capable than ChatGPT 3. Analysis of Google Bard's response. The most pleasant surprise at the end of 2023 is that Google's artificial intelligence named Google Bard is now much better compared to before. Since the spring of 2023, when Google Bard was first publicly released, until about a month ago, the quality of Google Bard was very poor. But things have changed in the last month. Today, for most things I use artificial intelligence for, I started to use Google Bard periodically more frequently in addition to GPT. Response from Bing Chat. Hello, this is Bing. I'm glad you're interested in ChatGPT, an artificial intelligence chatbot developed by OpenAI. Question mark dot. The difference between ChatGPT 4 and ChatGPT version 3 is as follows. ChatGPT 4 has significantly more parameters compared to ChatGPT 3. This makes ChatGPT 4 more powerful and capable of generating more accurate and diverse responses. According to some sources, ChatGPT 4 is trained on more than a trillion parameters, while ChatGPT 3 is trained on about 175 billion parameters. ChatGPT 4 can handle more complex language constructions and contexts. It has an improved training algorithm and a broader dataset, allowing it to adapt to different writing styles and formats, such as articles, dialogues, reports, etc. ChatGPT 4 also has better personalization capabilities, enabling developers to more precisely shape the chatbot's behavior. ChatGPT 4 is more accurate and less prone to hallucinations. ChatGPT 3 sometimes generates text that is not true or unrelated to the input data. This is called hallucination and is a problem for some chatbot applications. ChatGPT 4 has a lower frequency of hallucinations and a higher degree of adherence to reality. ChatGPT 4 is more expensive and slower than ChatGPT 3. As ChatGPT 4 is larger and more complex, it requires more resources and time to operate. ChatGPT 4 is only available to paid users of ChatGPT Plus, which costs $1 per month. ChatGPT 3 is available for free users of ChatGPT, but has limitations on capacity and functionality. I hope this helps. If you have any other questions, don't hesitate to ask. Question mark dot. Comparison and analysis of responses from ChatGPT 4, Google Bard, and Bing Chat. As you review the responses above, you'll immediately notice a few things. No matter how much I try to raise the temperature, the responses of GPT version 4 are always shorter, yes, very accurate, but also somewhat more succinct. I miss the previous interface where I could raise the temperature to the max, smiley face. What is this temperature now that Lupo is talking about? Someone might wonder, maybe he's raised his temperature from excitement or something? Ha, ha ha, no, smiley face. What temperature is and exactly what settings I use for GPT version 4 will be described in one of the next podcasts. GPT version 0613 is the currently available artificial intelligence model on chat.openai.com. However, pay attention to something very important in the response. ChatGPT, which is me. Friends, do you notice anything in that phrase from the response above? Analysis of Bing Chat's response. Compared to the response of GPT version 0613, Bing Chat's response is much longer and more detailed. Here I should note that I have set Bing Chat to maximum temperature and creativity according to my opinion, and this is precisely where this difference comes from. Access to GPT version 0613 on openai.com costs $1 per month. Access to Bing Chat is completely free. But, there's a, but, here. At MicroDollarOft, they really want all of us to use their search engine with built-in artificial intelligence called Bing Chat exclusively through their browser, Edge. Yes, MicroDollarOft Edge, this is the successor to that product from the not-so-distant past called Internet Explorer. Yes, I know that today MicroDollarOft is based on Chromium and doesn't have much in common with that Internet Explorer, but still. Escaping from one monopolist like MicroDollarOft to another monopolist like Google is more like out of the frying pan into the fire, smiley face. For people like me, hard Linux enthusiasts with over 25 years of Linux experience, the requirement of MicroDollarOft to use their Edge browser of course has a solution. I personally use Bing Chat through Firefox with the help of the user agent switcher extension and everything works perfectly. Response to the question from GPT 1106 preview through the OpenAI API. I asked the same question for a final test to the latest version of GPT 1106 preview available through the OpenAI API and was endlessly surprised by the super short and super inaccurate answer I got, worth exactly $1. Yes, definitely despite the reduced prices for access through the OpenAI API to GPT as a whole, using GPT in this way is super expensive. Yes, Definitely the dollar monthly subscription I pay is probably one of the best investments I've made in the last few years. As of my knowledge, which is cut off at the beginning of 2023, OpenAI has not published a specific version of ChatGPT with the label, or, version 3. ChatGPT is based on the GPT architecture, and there is still no official communique on the launch of ChatGPT 4 or version 3. From OpenAI. Therefore, at this moment I cannot provide a direct comparison between these two versions, as they simply do not officially exist. Any improvements or differences between different iterations of ChatGPT would come in the form of fine-tuning the model, improving the training dataset, changes in architecture, optimization for specific tasks, or other updates that OpenAI may announce in the future. What do I most often use artificial intelligence for today at the end of 2023? I regularly use GPT, Google Bard, and Bing Chat to find information and verify the accuracy of this internet information, which I use to create publications in my Downshift blog. In the same way, I use all three types of artificial intelligence to gather information for my podcasts. Speaking of the podcast project and Downshift blog, I must mention the artificial intelligence DALL-E, which I use daily to create images from textual descriptions. About artificial intelligence DALL-E and its alternatives like Midjourney and many other models of artificial intelligence for image generation, we will talk in detail in some of the following podcasts. I use only GPT as a guide and assistant in Linux administration of the servers I maintain. I definitely have to note that GPT is a brilliant Linux hacker. Respect to the team behind it. As I said at the beginning of this podcast, I regularly and periodically use only GPT again for assistance in programming in the Monkey C programming language. Every day I again use only GPT for evaluation and assistance in SEO optimization of the publications in the Downshift blog, SEO optimization of the podcast's YouTube channels, and many others. In parallel with GPT, I must note that I also use, very, very often, ChatGPT-3. Mainly for translations, ChatGPT-3 is distinguished by exceptionally good quality of translation to and from the Bulgarian language, and compared to GPT, here the speed is indeed lightning fast. Conclusion. In this episode of the Artificial Intelligence podcast, we examined the difference between ChatGPT version 4 and ChatGPT version 3, two of the most popular and advanced AI chatbots developed by OpenAI. As you've seen, ChatGPT 4 is more powerful, more accurate, and more adaptive than ChatGPT 3. But it is also more expensive and slower. We also saw that ChatGPT-3 is more accessible, faster, and easier to use than ChatGPT-4, but it has fewer features and a greater likelihood of generating inaccurate or unrelated text. In the end, the choice between ChatGPT-4 and ChatGPT-3 depends on the goals, budget, and strategy of each user and developer. Friends, what do you think will happen in the future? How do you think our lives will change as a result of the increasingly widespread use of artificial intelligence? Your voice and position is super important in this podcast of mysteries and secrets. Write below the podcast on Spotify, YouTube Podcast, and Audible what you think about artificial intelligence. I am looking forward to your opinion and comments below the post on Facebook and at the end of this podcast on the website. To receive information about all new episodes of the podcast research on the topic, artificial intelligence, subscribe to the email newsletter for notifications of new podcasts and blog posts. You can do this easily by entering your email in the field at the bottom of the homepage of the website. Friends, how do you think artificial intelligence will develop and how will it impact our society, culture, and communication? How will we deal with the ethical, legal, and social issues that may arise from the use of artificial intelligence? How will all this affect our humanity and creativity? These are just some of the questions I will be exploring in the next episodes of the Artificial Intelligence podcast. If you have an opinion, idea, or question on the topic, do not hesitate to write to us by email or leave us a comment on Facebook. Thank you for the time you spent today listening to this podcast episode of the Artificial Intelligence series. I am Lupo and I wish you luck. And keep it fun.